So what I'm going to do is just in the middle of a light break, because it's a long time to be talking, right? I'm going to do a demonstration here. I need two volunteers. And basic idea here is, I shouldn't really tell you what it is, but you'll never come up now if I tell you, but basic idea here is we're going to measure a biometric, which is your skin response. And two people will race against one another. But in an untypical way, it's the person most relaxed wins the race. Okay? Would anyone like to come up and give it a go? Okay, I've got one volunteer here. Anybody else? All right. Give me 2 seconds and I'll just set this up. Right? But what I might do is just the sound guy. I might play this and see how we're doing. So there should be sound coming through there now. If you guys just sit there and relax and watch this. Chloe's the red dragon, right? Now, I'm not going to race it just for a sec, right? So let them hand down. Okay, so what are we doing here? We're going to measure their skin response. And keep your hand on your yeah, it has to be totally still, right? We're going to measure their skin response, which is the conductance or the resistance of the skin, essentially electrical resistance of the skin. Now, if you were doing a lie detector test, what tends to happen is that when your heart rate goes up, when you're a little bit anxious, the body thinks it's going to overheat. So what it does is it opens up the sweat pores on your skin very quickly to secrete sweat. And as a result, the skin response changes very dramatically. But there's a very unusual response that the skin does. When you're in a state of deep relaxation, it's one of the reasons, for example, your body temperature drops when you're asleep. What happens is that the blood flow is drawn very slowly from the periphery of the body. And it's used for different things like healing and all kinds of stuff. Some reason you heal better at night. And when that happens, the skin response drops off in a nice, gentle curve. So in this particular race, we're looking for that. But of course, it's difficult with everybody looking at them. So Chloe is red and Damon is green. And I'm going to kick it off now. The dragon has 3 cycles, walk, run and fly. So once you see the dragon is flying, it means they're getting into a nice state of relaxation. Okay, here we go. It's hard. Let's do a quick check here. To be fair to Green, there's I think there might be a slight sensor problem, so just give me 1 second. We were trying to show in a very simple way how you would use graphics, music and gaming technologies in a very different way, and we actually use this in the Mater Hospital with children with anxiety, and it had a really, really powerful effect. As part of a much bigger program for treating anxiety, the children would play a couple of games like this and then articulate with the therapist what it was that was helping them relax, because really, over time you do get good at this. I was going to suggest that I have a go at this here, but genuinely, I can. Over time, you can do this and get better at it. I won't try it in this environment as we speak. But the idea here is that, can you extend that idea? Can you find something that, for example, in an environment that is stressful, a race is a stressful environment, can you find something that is, how would you say, that you can use when you find you're stressed again, be it in school, be it, you know, in a board meeting, whatever it might be. And it's a very simple idea, but very powerful consequences, because over time, that idea should be able to be extensible into your life. So that's the concept of effective feedback with the demonstration.